If you want to hear some hilarious stories about the honest, messy, scary, shocking, brutal side of parenting, I'll give it to you no holds barred. I'm Karen Alpert, a totally lame, ponytail-wearing, stay-at-home mom who likes to wear fat pants and drink Hershey's syrup straight out of the bottle while I'm cooking dinner. And by cooking, I mean heating up chicken nuggets in the microwave. I'm married to a guy named Greg, the love of my life, who farts way too much and eats too loudly until I give him subtle, dirty looks. And we have two rugrats. Zoe is 4 and a half, and Holden is just over 2. They both effing rock, and I love them to pieces. But they also do a lot of shit that drives me crazy and makes me want to stab my eardrums out with an ice pick on a minutely basis. Like right now as I type this, Holden is whacking the refrigerator with a plastic golf club over and over and over again. Ah, why? A few years ago, I started this blog called Baby Sideburns. I had a lot to vent about. Plus, I didn't want to be like the only mom in the whole wide world who didn't have a blog. My first post was about the time my infant daughter shat her brains out in the library, and I forgot the diaper bag. Yes, shat is the past tense of shit. I checked Webster's. I shit you not. And now that I typed that, I shat you not. So I started writing my blog, and guess what? My mommy friends liked it. They were like, holy shit, I'm not the only one who thinks raising kids is like crazy hard and sucks sometimes. And then some of their friends started reading my blog too, and then some strangers, until the whole world was reading it. Well, not the whole world, but a lot of people. So I decided to write this book. I apologize if there are any grease, chocolate, or poop stains on it. Taking care of two rugrats and writing a book at the same time is no easy task. But despite the stains, apparently I did a good job. Readers are loving it and telling me it makes them laugh until they pee in their pants a little. At least that's what they're saying. I didn't actually check their pants to see. But if you believe them, you might want to put on a diaper before you go any further. Or read this book on the toilet. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. Total lie. It's also been a bestseller on Amazon, and it made the New York Times bestseller list the first week it was out. I'm still waiting to get an email telling me that was a typo. Until then, I'm wearing that badge proudly, which basically means whenever I walk into Starbucks, I shout loudly, I'm a New York Times bestselling author! And people look at me like I'm insane, which I am a little, so I guess that's okay. But I digress. I'm like the world's best digressor ever. Woohoo, I'm good at something. Anyways, I hope you read this and laugh your ass off, literally if your ass is as big as mine, and relate to some of it. That way I'll know I'm not the only one who thinks about killing her kids on a daily basis. Not really, but kinda. Bundle of joy my ass, more like bundle of hell. A lot of shit you don't need when you're having a baby. So you've just walked into the mega ginormous, totally intimidating baby store for the first time ever, and one of the employees, who either had a lobotomy or needs one, hands you this little booklet that has a list of all the shit you're gonna need for the upcoming arrival of your little poop machine. And that's where the fun begins. And by fun, I mean the crazy torture of going up and down each and every aisle, trying to figure out whether you need effing nipple shields or butt paste. The correct answer is yes and yes. With that said, man, did we buy a lot of crap for baby number one. Baby number two, on the other hand, got all hand-me-downs. Yep, every single little thing. Well, not the diapers, but just because we use disposables. I don't care how good cloth diapers are for the environment, there ain't no way I'm putting poop into my washing machine. Not that there's anything wrong with that, except for the fact that you're putting poop into your washing machine. But I digress. So here goes. A bunch of shit I bought when I was having a baby that I now know was a total waste. Number one, a fancy bedding set. Like 2 seconds after you tear open your fancy bedding package, a baby center email appears in your inbox. Ding! Bumpers killed 9 million babies last year. FYI, I like to exaggerate. It was only like 7 million. Okay, then, no problemo. You just won't use the bumpers. And then you're reading your What to Expect book, and it tells you what to expect in the first year. Expect your baby to die if you put a blanket in his crib. Okay, then, you'll just throw the quilt on the back of the nursing chair for decoration, which totally doesn't work because then your head is all shoved forward when you sit in the chair. So basically, you've just spent a bazillion dollars on a single fitted crib sheet, a single sheet that is about to be destroyed when your newborn poops his brains out on the first night home from the hospital. And I don't care how much shout you use, that shit stain ain't coming out. So you have two choices. A, don't buy the totally adorable bedding set to begin with, or B, buy a set with a lovely brown amoeba pattern all over it so the shit stains blend in. Number two, clothes that go over a newborn's head. Have you ever tried to put clothes on a newborn? Effing impossible. You're all like, my new baby has a really strong neck, until you're